You know better than these negative-minded landlubbers, because you know boating is fun, and that now is the time for you to roll the dice and buy that boat. It's off to the boat brokers we go. Let's leave the private sellers for a moment, as here are dangerous shoals to be navigated. To avoid being left high and dry, great caution is needed. Professional brokers, for the main, are a good and happy lot who know all the ropes. But a few might use this skill to tie you up in knots. Before you cross their bows for the first time, even up the odds a bit and be sure you're buying yourself the right type of boat. The first questions a broker is likely to ask is, where do you want to go? How do you want to get there? What you want to do when you get there? And how many passengers are you likely to carry? Being unable to answer any of these will, for the wrong sort of broker, tattoo sucker bait right across your forehead. Now we don't want that, do we? There's a multitude of different types of boats to choose from. Whereas McDonald's ask, would you like fries with that? We ask ourselves, would we like a mast with that? Just one, or fancy maybe two, or go the whole hog and have three? Those who don't want any masts at all can skip the next few paragraphs and go straight to the good oil on motor and rowboats. If you want to save the cost of one oar, go for a canoe